And I don't know why a guy named Cassim
Salvi 180 years
would be from Argentina. Why would he be from Argentina? But you know, the bigger the name, the smaller the star.
Is that really true?
No. So we have you here tonight, and your father's from Argentina?
No, I was just kidding around. That's an Armenian name,
isn't it?
No, we really can't figure out, because what happened was when his dad came over, supposedly he changed papers with somebody on the boat. Why? I have no idea why.
To get here.
Maybe. Yeah, but then what happened to the other guy?
He's on a cruise.
He's still on the boat.
He's on the boat. He's still under the boat.
So, from a carnival.
So it's either Yemenis or Turkish. We're not sure
probably
which
Turkish,
one.
Probably Turkish, yeah.
I would think Turkish.
Take it if the other guy's in the water, not on the boat with some cement. It might have been Italian.
Be careful. They're losing a lot of people on these cruises.
It wasn't
Italian. You don't want a wife, you go down a cruise with her, she's gone.
And now the boats are even crashing, too.
Oh, they did that. It was a rehearsal.
That was a rehearsal?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm jealous of you. See, Joey and I chose the wrong profession, because like we can't go in a room with a lot of girls and like I can just start doing stand up. That's not going to work. You can't just start doing a radio show. But you can pull out the guitar and that's it.
No, stand up you don't have groupies and stuff like that.
No. See, you guys
radio
get,
shows.
No,
too.
We don't get.
Don't look at me.
It's different. It's different. We can. You know, we'll get women to laugh, and then they'll go home with the musician.
I have Republicans that think I'm funny.
Well, that's pretty dangerous.
No, you got to realize that you have the edge, because you are, you know, music is sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mentioned that earlier.
And have you ever seen a comedian with a tip jar?
No.
No, exactly. You get that as well.
And you're making up your songs, too.
Yeah.
So they must be based on your life experience.
Absolutely.
You have bad times, do you? Any bad time songs?
Not any more than that. I do, actually. Yeah.
I'm hearing a little of one.
Really?
Yeah, because no one ever does that. You know, only Neil Diamond. Takes you to a new low.
Yeah. Well, you want to get really depressing?
Holly, holly, holy, you know. Yeah. There's something. Just for the heck of it, all right. We may as well.
Is it Tom Waits depressing?
No, country music can be. Oh, here we go.
I'll just play a little bit of this. Who will be with you as you watch the end unfold? That moment separating body from the soul. What thoughts will speak to you approaching this divide? The road ahead or all the minutes left behind? When I was younger, I had questions every day. Now that I'm older, things are be that as they may. It feels that time is merely minutes slipping past. Each moment ticking by gets closer to the last.
Oh, I don't want to hear more than that. You got the end. The end, son.
That's terrific.
But it's true, you know.
Yeah,
it's true. And as we get a little bit older, we start thinking about
stuff. Try doing this, though. I did a venue where it was music, comedy. Mm-hmm. I had a follow guy who had a song that was really, really,
really
depressing like that.
Right.
And, like, and now you're new, come on, and JD's your real. It's like, yeah, great. Everyone's like all thinking about their life. Yeah.
Well, it's like even people say to me, when they come to a show, they say, you're not going to play that minute song. That's really depressing. Please don't play that one.
You know, the Michael Moore movie, Have you seen the new one? You put your head in an oven.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new one.
Yet. I haven't seen it either.
I saw it the other night. I saw Capitalism, it's called.
Yes. Right?
Yeah,
and it defames capitalism, you know, I mean, everything that gave him all his money to do his movies.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And everything he's making off of it, too.
Yeah. And he also stays pretty healthy with it. You know, I mean, I think the Miramax people have been capitalists.
Mm-hmm. I think so,
just
too.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Harvey and Bob, I think they were.
Are you inspired by anybody these days? Because I know there's a little everybody in all of us, you know, Beatles and everybody else.
You know, I got to tell you, just before you had played that kid's song.
Maddie Amendola.
Yeah, Maddie Amendola. I thought that was great. I love that. I thought it sounded a little like Ben Folds 5, something like that. You know,
well, you got to, know that there's a whole different sound right now. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
It's not as melodic.
No, it's a little bit more like, just like, this is what I'm feeling. This is how I'm going to play it. I'm not going to do it perfectly. I know I can't really play really well, but I'm just going to, this is how I'm feeling, and this is what I'm playing. And I mean, that's a place of honesty. So as long as you're coming from a place of honesty, it's going to work no matter what you do.
Yeah, you think so?
I don't know if you like rap at all, but when it comes from a place of honesty, when it's not just the money I made, the women I've slept with, whatever, when it comes from a place of honesty, that it's a really powerful piece. I think you're right. Anything that comes from a place of honesty, mm-hmm. you know, and that you at least it's honest to how you feel.
Right.
You know, someone can reject that, but they can appreciate it as well.
Mm.
Well, I think the whole journey is trying to separate. So that we can be together. It's an interesting dynamic. You let somebody be who they are so that you can express yourself and they won't criticize you. I mean, that's a different kind of a community. I like criticism if it's handled with somebody who has some sort of a sense of a replacement for my feelings. I don't know if I'm saying this right. I like when somebody gives me a suggestion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they can say what they want.
Right.
But you better be saying something else.
It also depends on who it is, too.
Yeah, you got to respect the person.
Yeah, it can't be
well.
Your mother or your father.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, a lot of times when you get criticisms for writing a script, you know, you get studio notes, and it's like, this doesn't work. Okay, well, what works for you?
Well,
I don't know.
See, there you go. That's the other part. That's what I mean. If they give you something,
right.
We call it constructive. But it really is, it needs to have an idea rather than just a put-down. You don't need to have
like that line in the movie Amadeus, you know, it's too long, you know, how many notes?
Yeah.
Well, it all comes down to another thing, too, is like everybody just wants to be loved, you know? It's like, who doesn't want to be loved?
We're all responding to that call.
Right.
You know, so if you put something out there, it's like you put it out there and it's like, here's what I've done, this is what I've created. Don't you love it? No.
Let me ask you something, because the problem I have with stand-up, what's happening with stand-up now, is that a lot of it isn't real. It's like bad knock-knock jokes. There's nothing wrong with someone doesn't want to say anything, and they're really extremely funny. Fine. And although, like, it doesn't have to be political. I mean, I always thought Steve Martin's comedy was brilliant. Mm-hmm. And basically what he was saying was kind of what Woody Allen was saying, was his stand-up. That's the world is absurd. Just go with it. But comics now aren't saying anything. I mean, you had the same thing in the music world, or...?
You know what? It's really difficult to say because there's so much. There's so many new artists, and especially with the advent of programs like GarageBand, and you know, anybody with a laptop computer and $50 or can buy a program and record a record.
I want to take exception to what you're talking about here. We have Stephen Scott on the show, who is also musical and funny, and he's not a corn guy. And he's relevant, and he's, I mean, not everything he says is wonderful or funny, not who is.
Right.
And even Steve Martin, not everything he says is wonderful.
No, of course not.
He's had some clunkers.
Mm-hmm.
But we all do. Anyway, Stephen Scott is very funny. Also, David Koenig, who's been on the show a lot.
Hey, I'm not saying there aren't.
No, I'm just saying to you that there are new young comics who are really good.
Well, what I'm hoping that things are changing. I mean, well, you've been doing this a while. Have you seen a shift from, you know, what it was like 10 years ago, what the comedians were talking about, to what it was like 2 years ago, to what it's like now? I mean, are you seeing a shift?
I try to not compare. You know, if you want to do that, you're going to have to go into one of these things where we were pilgrims and we're not now. You have to really, it's an evolution. I mean, I agree with what you're saying in concept. It's not what it was, but nothing is what it was. Yeah. And nobody's where they belong, and nothing is the way it was anyway. It's just different. So how do you celebrate, this is my point, how do you celebrate difference? That's the capturing the moment now.
I think the main thing for me is what you're
saying. I mean, wait, let me finish. You're from Rochester. Right?
No, I'm from Staten Island.
But you're going to play the Rochester thing.
Yeah, we're up in Rochester. Yeah.
I was just thinking of this. This is a wild card thought. But, you know, you're not going to be doing jokes about Polaroid right now.
No.
And you're not going to be doing a Kodak moment. You know, that was one of the Paul Simon albums.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be doing something about iPod. It's just different. It's different.
But do you also find that that comics these days, that it's more about how many curses they can put in one sentence?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of Richard
not
Pryor.
Not everybody.
Okay. Not everybody, but
Richard Pryor was, oh my God,
was amazing. And the mouth on him. Right, but the mouth, but I mean, the things he talked about. Yes, I think there's a lot of shock comedy now. And again,
Red Fox is dirty too.
Yeah.
But he was
funny. The other end of the spectrum was George Carlin.
Right.
Brilliant.
He was brilliant, and then he got mean.
Yes, he did. But he was brilliant. And then there's Bill Cosby, who has never once said a curse word. But I don't think it's less about the cursing and more on what they're talking about. It just doesn't feel honest. None of it rings true. It feels like anyone can be talking about it. It feels like you've heard it. And I'm certainly not saying every comic. There are a lot of good. I mean, I see up-and-coming comics. Mm-hmm. It's just so much harder now to get the stage time, you know, unless you have that TV name or that...
But see, only you would know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that. I think that any comic could just go up and say, listen, I want to do 15 minutes of stand-up.
No, any comic can run for Congress.
Yes.
Which is probably more where there's stand-up.
Well, that's pretty much the entire Democratic Party right now. But don't get
you ever notice some of these things where they show that there's two people listening to them when they're... filibustering.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get an audience. So they should have a two-drink minimum in Congress.
It might help. Yeah. Maybe they'll actually pass some good legislation.
They do pass good things for themselves.
Right.
Right, exactly.
They're taking very good care of themselves.
Oh, yeah, they've got great health care and benefits and everything.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I just saw now where my cap on my dentistry is $1,000, right? Well, that wouldn't even buy a cap.
Right. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Isn't I keep bringing this up? Isn't dentistry part of this health plan? Why? What, is the mouth accepted? Is it different? I mean, it's what I do for a living.
Well, same thing with hearing. You can't get a hearing aid.
You can't.
You can't get a hearing aid. I've
what do they consider that to be?
I guess it's a luxury.
What do you need to hear for?
If I was in Congress and fighting for this, I'd just be going, "What are you saying? I can't hear." It's a luxury.
I think we have to have a lot of things change right now, but mostly the systems. The systems don't serve us well. But there's a lot of people here. And if we don't start paying taxes again, there ain't going to be no money to loan banks.
The problem is that nobody wants to pay taxes.
Well, nobody has the money and jobs to pay the tax. Right. That's what I'm saying. We're going to have to get jobs for people. I don't want them to start taking mine.
Well, I just gave three people jobs.
What do you do?
I've started a band.
Oh, yeah. Good. I guess you're going to do a movie, so you're going to be hiring.
I'm hoping I get to hire a lot of people.
Where are you getting the money from?
Right now, I have one independent investor, and so I'm looking for a couple of others. I don't want to do it through the studio system. There's certain movies, okay, that's a studio movie, and that's great. This one, I'm directing. I want it to be a certain way. And the one movie I directed, which was independent, which I will say is actually coming out at the end of this month on DVD. It's called We Married Margot. How's that for a plug?
Is it good?
Yes. You know what? And I'm tough on my... I can't look at my work and, you know, but I'm proud of it, and the reaction that I get from people is fantastic, because it's a comedy, but there was a lot of, you know, what I hoped was heart to it, and people got that, and so I'm most proud of that movie. And that I made independently, shot in 17 days for $230,000, had some great cameos from people in it. New Line picked us up, and now we're going out and
so you shot it on an iPhone?
Actually, yes. And a lot of crayons. And
so you got,
no,
you
no,
got
shot at film.
You got Kesem here. You know, you can use him for the music in the next film.
I would
film.
Love to do it.
His music is terrific, yeah.
He would sit there and do that depressing song.
Right, yeah.
Right, that's in a comedy movie.
Yeah, that would definitely
actually,
not be
that would
credit.
Make a lot of sense in a comedy
that
movie.
Would be.
Yeah.
It's like in a movie was it? It was great when they came out laughing and it turned, they pulled the camera up and it was for Platoon.
I forget.
The Zucker Brothers, one of their great...
We'll be right back. Let's take a break. Joey Reynolds Show live from New York.